morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're getting into the holiday seasons, and you may have questions about some common holiday plants. We're here to answer questions about two of the most common plants we see indoors this time of year, and we'll start with the poinsettia. This is one of the most popular potted flowers in the United States. If you're looking to purchase and care for a poinsettia, a few things to keep in mind. Poinsettias are available in a wide variety of colors. Red is the most popular, but poinsettias are available in burgundy, pink, salmon, white, cream, and gold, as well as marbled and bicolored and speckled varieties. When you're selecting a poinsettia, you want to choose a well-shaped plant with dark green foliage and well-colored bracts, which are the colored leaves that make up the decorative part of the poinsettia. The true flowers, or the little yellow-green button-like objects in the center of the brightly colored leaves, should be shedding little or no pollen. You want to avoid poinsettias with wilted foliage, broken stems, or very few leaves. To care for your poinsettia, start by transporting it home properly. Make sure you place it in a plant sleeve or carefully wrap it up before transporting it home. Exposing it to freezing temperatures, even for a few minutes, may cause the colorful leaves to blacken and drop. As soon as you get home, unwrap it and place it near a sunny window or other well-lit location. Be careful not to let the plant touch the cold window pane, or you will freeze any leaves that touch the window pane. You want to make sure you keep it away from cold drafts or heat sources such as vents. Poinsettias ideally prefer temperatures between 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. To properly care for your poinsettia, check the water needs daily by using your finger. When the surface becomes dry to the touch, water it until water begins to flow out the bottom of the pot. If it comes in one of the decorative pot covers that many poinsettias come in around the holidays, carefully remove the pot covering, water the plant in the sink, and then drop it back into the pot cover once water stops running out the bottom of the pot. When given proper care, a poinsettia should remain attractive for several weeks and last well through the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Poinsettias are often regarded as poisonous, however, they are generally not as poisonous as usually considered to be. With this in mind, you are still encouraged to keep them out of the reach of small pets and children, as they are not intended for human or animal consumption. You may also want to take care when a poinsettia stem is cut or broken, as the milky sap that oozes from the cut or break can cause an irritation to the skin. Another common plant in homes this time of year is a living Christmas tree. Whether these are purchased from a cut-your-own tree farm or as a cut tree from a commercial lot, you want to make sure that you are taking care to find a tree that will work for you well through the holidays when selecting and caring for the tree. When you're looking for a tree, first of all, make sure you pick one that has a straight trunk, as this will make it much easier to set upright in the tree stand once you get it home. Check the diameter of the trunk to make sure it will fit in your tree stand. If you're looking to make sure that your tree is fresh, gently run your hand over the branches. The needles of a fresh tree will be very pliable. On a dry tree, they will be very brittle and will fall off. Another test is to lift the tree by the trunk and lightly bounce it on the ground. Heavy needle drop indicates an older or drier tree, and a fresh tree should only drop a few needles when this is done. Again, just a gentle bounce is a good indication. If you will not be setting up your Christmas tree immediately, place it in a cool, sheltered location. An unheated garage or shed will work well, as the tree will be dried out by being stored in sun or wind for too long. If you're not going to set it up right away, place the base of the tree in a bucket of water. Before you bring it into the home, remove an inch or more from the bottom of the trunk to help facilitate water uptake. You do not need to add any commercial materials or home remedies such as molasses, sugar, soft drinks, or aspirin to the water. They provide no real benefit. The only thing you need to keep your Christmas tree fresh and healthy looking through the holidays is to place a tree away from any heat source such as a fireplace, heater, or radiator, and keep the tree reservoir full of water. The tree water reservoir should be checked at least once or twice a day, especially within the first week that it's home. Fresh trees absorb large quantities of water. Once the water level drops below the base of the trunk once, the water uptake will be drastically reduced or stop completely even if you refill the water reservoir in fairly short order. Depending on how you care for your tree, in general, a fresh, well-cared-for Christmas tree should be able to remain in the home for 3 to 4 weeks. If the tree needles become dry and brittle, you want to remove the tree from the house as soon as possible. One other thing that we often do care for this time of year and throughout the year, but a little special attention is often required during the holidays when caring for children. We have a reminder from the Science of Parenting website, a part of Iowa State University Extension Families Division, that research shows that children who get everything they want will grow up to be more greedy, materialistic, and self-centered as adults. This is the topic of the Science of Parenting blog and podcast for the month of December. The family specialists Donna Donald and Lori Hyangs share that parents' roles are to raise children to grow up to be caring and competent adults. The three topics covered in this month's blog and podcast include the three types of overindulgence, which would be giving kids too much, over-nurturing them, and providing soft structure, such as not enforcing rules or routine chores, or allowing too much freedom in decision-making. They will also discuss ways to figure out when enough is enough. Again, this is the Science of Parenting blog. You can find this at scienceofparenting.org for a 5-minute podcast on the topic or a regularly updated blog throughout the month of December that will be discussing this topic. If you have questions on caring for your holiday plants, setting limits for loving your children and making sure they're raised to be caring, competent adults, or anything else that may be relevant seasonally or otherwise, don't hesitate to give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office or stop in and see us. The phone number 243-1132. You can also visit us online anytime by looking up Cass County Iowa State University Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.